Colleen Murray is the membership chair of the Alberta Genealogical Society, the Edmonton branch. She joins me today. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Colleen, you are here to tell us about the open house coming up for the Society, but first, tell us a little bit about the Society itself.
Well, the Edmonton branch of the Alberta Genealogical Society is one of 10 branches across Alberta. And our focus is on helping people trace their family trees and, you know, work on their genealogy. So we provide resources for that in our library. We provide online and in-person in our library databases, so access to different subscription websites. So rather than everyone having to subscribe from home, they can save money by using our own resources. We do a lot of indexing work, so it's easier to find records so that you can just check our databases. You see your ancestor's name in there, and then you know, okay, they were in this newspaper, and you can go and look at that particular issue. So we do education, webinars, lectures, conferences, and, you know, we have the library so that you can do your own work. But our focus is just spreading genealogy and helping everybody to trace their family tree.
Have you noticed there's been more of an interest lately, especially with things like 23andMe, you know, those different DNA things you can do? Has there sort of been like an uptick in people that are interested in this?
Definitely. They say that genealogy is one of the most popular pastimes that there is. And while a lot of things, you know, you can do on your own and you do your DNA, a lot of it takes work to learn how to interpret those DNA results and how to use those results to build your family tree. So things like the DNA have been fantastic for breaking down brick walls and people's traditional research, but it also has created more of a need than ever to learn how to apply that correctly and not just sort of make an assumption, oh, I have a match. This must be, you know, my cousin through this line, you know. So it actually has improved the need for our society more than ever.
So if you're interested in this, you want a chance to check it out for yourself, you can do it with the open house. Now, tell us about the open house. When does it happen and what's happening during the open house?
So our open house is on Saturday, January 27th between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. So people can stop by whenever they want within that time frame. You'll be able to look around our library, look at our resources, use our resources. You can check out our databases that we have on our four computers, see all the books, the maps, magazines, everything that we have. Usually, if you are not a member of our society, that would cost you $10 a visit. But for our open house, obviously, that is completely free. We'll have a little bit of a scavenger hunt for people to do if they feel like it, to kind of challenge them to go through some of our resources and see what they can find. And of course, just a little bit of coffee and snacks while people are looking around. So it should be a fun event.
And if someone wants to become a member after going, how easy is that to do?
Super easy. They can do it right when they're there or they can do it online. It is $50 a year for an individual or a family membership. If you're over 65, it's only $45 a year. And if you're younger than that, between 18 and 23, it's only $25. Students from grade 1 to 12, it's $5 a year. So it's just a matter of filling out a form and doing your payment, and you have access for, you know, till the end of December. So it's super affordable for everybody and gives you access to things that would cost you hundreds of dollars if you subscribe to them from home.
The open house is free to go to January 27th, 14315 118th Ave. We've got the details and the link on our website, ravenradio.ca. Colleen, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Oh, you're so welcome.